The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, we've got George in Mississippi. George, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
How can I help you?
I wanted to thank you and about talking about checking your equipment before you use it.
Yeah.
I was getting on my tractor today, and I started warming it up like you said, and I went to check my bush hog because I'm clearing the fence line.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I checked my gearbox because there was no oil in it.
Yeah.
That's like a dirty trick. Did somebody dump your oil or did it run out? What happened?
I think it just ran out, and I just hadn't been checking it.
That's the way we always, you know, never have the full picture on what's going on, whether it's from our memory or somebody's messing.
You know, George, what you're talking about happens, and the class, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the terminology, a bush hog is a brand name. It's refer like Xerox. You know, we're going to make a Xerox copy, whether you use a Samsung or whatever brand of copier. Bush hog is the term that we use for a cutter that will cut saplings. It will cut rough growth, thorns, and so forth. You can mow down roses with it, 2-inch saplings, and so forth. So it's a really heavy piece of equipment, and it's got these long, heavy blades that will slice through the rough areas you're going to cut. Well, it has a gearbox, and the gearbox is usually driven by a PTO shaft, and you can grease the PTO shaft because it has a couple universal joints on it, and it just works year after year after year. But what you can't see is if the fluid that lubricates this gearbox drips out of the bottom seal. You can't see it usually because, you know, a bush hog is 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 15 feet wide, and when you park it, you don't see the oil that would drip out from underneath it because the decking covers that. And what George is talking about is he happened to check his, and he saved the cost of, well, probably a $500 gearbox, right?
Yeah, trying to
lucky.
And having to get in there and change it out and all the time that it's going to take.
Yeah,
it helps out.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you checked that. So you probably have a damaged rear or seal on the lower part of that gearbox. And have you heard of something called monkey grease? Have you heard of that?
It sounds familiar, but I don't recall it.
All right. Well, okay. The road departments, the guys who maintain the roads and mow the highways, have replaced some of the gear oil 90, the gear oil 85W140 that traditionally is used in those gearboxes, with monkey grease. And it's a thicker, gelatinous type of a grease, and it is less likely to run out. So what you may find out is that, you know, if you were to put new gear oil 90, your seals may have dried out. They may have been damaged by whatever you cut using your mower the last time, this bush hog or brush hog. You may want to replace that with monkey grease, and it may stay in there.
Okay, so I'll check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, we check our, and it takes time. We check our mowing equipment every time we use it because
you have
parts
to do
are
that,
so expensive. So expensive.
When I was at Pullman, I used to cut wheat as a boy. That's how you worked your way through college. And in the summers. And at 4 in the morning, you were out zerking your machines, getting it ready for dawn. And
yeah,
you went through everything. It was like A, B, C. Because if any of it failed, you could be down for half a day and lose a crop.
Class, zerk is the name of a fitting that is where you apply your, you attach your grease gun to a zerk fitting, and it has a check ball in it. It allows the grease to go in, but not come, not come out. So there's a check ball on it, and so if you have farm equipment, you need to grease the PTO shaft. You need to grease where the shaft slides in and out, the two halves of the shaft, the universal joints. You need to check all that and grease it, and it will last a long time. Now, for example, I think our hay rake is from the 1980s. We bought it used. Still works great. Why? Because we grease it and check it every time we use it. Grease it at the end of the season.
1980s. After we zerked the machines and waited for dawn, then in the 80s, what we did is went to the Port Vinoy store where they had a potbelly stove, and we sat around and talked politics until the sun came up and it started to work the dew so you could work the crop. And I'll tell you, there is a way about politics that's different now. And I remember the way it was when I was a farmer, and the way we would sit around an old, you know, potbelly stove and heating it up in the morning and talk politics until the sun came up. I wonder what's happened to that part of America.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Vincent, I heard you saying that you were thinking about getting some goats.
Yeah.
I want to let you, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you have cherry trees growing on your property, that the cherry trees are poisonous to the goats.
Yeah. Well, we do. We just planted some cherry trees, and what we and I appreciate you sharing that with our class. What I did was I bought some cattle panels, and cattle panels are 50 inches high. And they are heavy wire, 16 feet long, and we're going to fence an area for the goats. We're going to raise goats as well as cows and probably some pigs. So and goats really need a really tough fence. And goats will eat the leaves, and they'll eat what the cows won't eat. So goats are, you know, a great addition to the farm. And they're easier to handle. You know, they don't weigh 800 pounds. They weigh a lot less. So we're thinking that that's one of the directions that we're going to go this year.
Well, I'm constantly having to go through the property and find the cherry trees and pull them up or dig them up and get them out of the goat pens because I'm putting up a new fence in another section for them. So I'm having to go through all that and make sure there's no cherry trees so that we can keep them going.
George in Mississippi, please share with us what a goat costs. Like, if you want to get a young goat and build from there, what does one cost?
If you just get a mixed breed goat, they can go anywhere from $50 to $150.
Okay. And I know that for a show goat, you know, one that really has great great lines, $5,000 is possible. You can spend $5,000 on a goat.
Oh, you can pay some good money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So FAA and the 4-H Club and some of the other things that are no longer in high school would have taught you how to do, you know, animal husbandry and make your own breeds. It's a different America today.
Our son, was a member of FFA, Future Farmers of America, in high school, and it was a big deal in this part of the country in Missouri. Still, but not everywhere, and that's exactly what young young farmers were taught. How to raise animals, how to care for animals, how to respect
life. The United States is going to need 30,000 new farmers.
Yes,
where
happen.
Are they going to come from?
Well, the young people
have just completed a new book called The Small Family Farm for the 21st Century, which breaks it down in regions and how to grow crops for barter and your pharmacy. And I'll tell you, we have a problem in Rockamora.
George, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 56.
Okay, so I'm 63. Do you see a lot of young people in Mississippi who are interested in becoming farmers?
Oh no, I just I had a discussion. I drive a bus for the school system, and I was talking to some of the kids today on the bus, and they're all into their music, and they want to get into that, and they want to go off into the cities and play sports. That's where they figure they're going to get all their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of them want to. I don't really have a farm myself. I only have 10 acres, but it's all mostly wooded. So
that could be a small forest farm. There's all kinds of crops you can intercrop in your timber that are worth a lot of money, like Mexican yams for steroids. There's all kinds of things you could be doing down there in Tennessee, sir.
How about mushrooms, Rick?
Where in Tennessee are you located?
Oh, I'm in Mississippi. On the Gulf Coast.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Mississippi, Rick. What about mushrooms?
Not Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah. What about mushrooms?
Mississippi does Mexican yams. Mississippi does some excellent ginseng and golden seal. And what is it? There's thorn apple. There's a couple of things that you could be growing that are chemistry oriented. That when the pharmaceutical houses are no longer able to deliver at Walgreens, that you have something for heart medicine and other things like that. You know, the black cohosh for women and estrogen all grow well in Mississippi. In fact, I remember Teneva used to be one of the biggest hide companies out of Mississippi. You could get Teneva hides and fur. Bought a lot of botanicals back in the 80s, 70s.
Okay, well, guys, I hear the music, and I'm going to crank the tractor back up and get going.
George, thanks so much for sharing that thought about the gearbox and the goats with us. I appreciate it.
All right.
When we come back, I'm going to read a letter that I received from the Netherlands, and it's about, Rick's mentioned in it. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, I'd like to read a letter that I read it once, but I'd like to read it so that you can hear it. This came as an email, and it's a page long, so it'll take me a couple minutes to read it. Dear Vincent, we love to listen to the show. We use the Ron Gibson YouTube channel, and we've been listening since a few months prior to the last expo. Please excuse me for my use of language. I am Dutch, so English is not my native language. And just a little sidebar here. We have a number of people who listen to this broadcast, and English is not their native language, and they communicate so much better than many people, young people that I've heard, where English is their native language. Back to the letter. We wanted to send an envelope for the seeds, but we already have about 14 species of tomatoes, so thanks for the offer. Saying no in a polite way is maybe the best thing I took from you. Logical thinking is a thing you do very well. The toilet backing up when things go wrong and stashing salt are things that I didn't think up till then. We love the other instructors as well. The doctors are the best. They are like a walking encyclopedia and funny as well. Here in the Netherlands, almost everything is regulated. Every price is fixed. So when you think you've got it bad, think again. What we're having, you are getting in a social experiment kind of way. Our guns have been taken away from us before I was born. So the thought of you on a tractor with an AK-47 strapped to your back puts an instant smile on my face. In Germany, elderly people above 70 still need a part-time job to make ends meet. We're a couple aged 34 and 36. She's older, but I'm wiser. I attended marketing school and went the biological farming way. I worked at the Postal Service as a team leader, but got too expensive, so they had to get rid of me. She worked as a nurse. 5 years ago, we started our own business in healthcare. She takes care of people in the last stage of their life, and I do my part in administration and taxes. Maybe Captain John Reagan can start a business for and with his wife in the cleaning up service. There'll be definitely a lot of work in that sector in the coming years with the natural disasters and all of that. Seems like Captain John is already living the survival way. Literally. We love to learn from the internet. We love Jeff Lawton's permaculture and started our own community garden in that way. Will Allen's Growing Power is a good way to set up a greenhouse. We love to get your take on that as a professional farmer. We're also observers, the kind Doc Ram likes to talk about from time to time. I love how you are troubled guiding the doctor's mind on the show. Interesting thought, isn't it, Rick? We took Miles' advice and try to make ourselves unmissable in the community garden. Start somewhere and work from that. Are there other words for to love and like things, such as prefer, because it looks like we love a lot? Always, thank you, Vincent, and the instructors for everything that you do. The show is heard in the Netherlands, and you've planted some seeds in our mind. Lots of love from the Netherlands, Roy and Kim. And so, Rick, I wanted to share that with you. People love what you have to say. They love your inspiration, your guidance, your education, and counsel. So I wanted to personally thank you, and I wanted to read that letter from Roy and Kim in the Netherlands. And that's the kind of, I believe our class is the brightest in radio. I really believe that. And I think if we went head-to-head with Rush or Sean or any of those broadcasters, if we took 100 of us versus 100 of them and we talked about general knowledge and we were put on an island to survive, I think we would fare so much better than they. That's just my opinion. Do you have any thoughts on that, Rick?
Yeah, I do, actually. I would say that the single most important part of survival is attitude and your relationship to yourself.
Rick, when we come back, may we talk about Area 51, your experience? Your experience with have you been there? That's the question.
Yes.
Grays. All right. Let's talk about Area 51. Have you had any experience with any grays and missing time?
Worried about Richard Allen Miller, Doc fluoride Ryan. And other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257.
They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to buy some of Doc Ram's books, you can go to docram.com, docram.com. If you'd like to talk to Doc Ram, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Rick, I just wanted to share a thought with you. I was on the tractor, and I was thinking, what would happen if one of us said to a young person today, let's say a 17, 18, 19-year-old person, maybe somebody in high school, And the discussion was something like this. You know, I think I heard this ticking sound coming from the car. Would you mind checking to see? Now, maybe it's a spark plug wire arcing. Would you check that and let me know if that's what it is? Or, I saw a small drip under the car. Would you please check to see if it's a power steering leak or a crankcase leak? Either one of those situations, I'll bet you most young people today wouldn't know where to find the spark plug wire under the hood of an engine. Under the hood of a car. Or wouldn't be able to tell by the look of the oil, whether it were a power steering leak or a engine oil leak or maybe even an antifreeze leak. What do you think, Rick? I think that we've lost our way, and young people, you know, if they don't have a phone and it's not communications or electronics related, they're not interested. What do you think?
I don't know what to think about any of it anymore. The idea of what that one man from Mississippi said was staggering, that the kids on his school bus were more interested in going to the city to be a musician, you know, or an athlete, because yeah. That's where the money was. It's interesting.
Yeah, how many of those athletes make it?
Oh, no.
How many
no,
of those
no.
athletes actually...
Like that. And then there's the trauma of being an athlete. I was an athlete,
yeah.
And I've got titanium in every single limb. And it may well be that this narcosis, this sleep problem that I'm having is that I have arthritis in the jaw. Who knows yet? I just went in for heart tests because, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. And the medical profession, I have a Seventh-day Adventist doctor. I'm lucky. I purposely chose a Seventh-day Adventist in the early years, almost 30 years ago when he first came out of school, because I wanted somebody slow on the draw.
You're fortunate you have a doctor, Rick. We just got a notification from Blue Shaft yesterday that our health insurance is terminated in 2 weeks. And it's unbelievable. We spent a couple of weeks trying to figure out how to get health insurance. We finally got it, and now it's being canceled. And let me tell you why. Because we applied for Social Security. Keep the farm going.
That's a different kind of health insurance. Once you have Medicare, now what I did is I went with Health Net. There's all different ones you can do. You know, Blue Shield, whatever, like you call it. What they'll do, and then you have B plans where you can get pharmaceuticals or not. Yesterday, when I went in for a cardiogram, I paid $12.
Yeah. Well, it costs a lot more than that.
For mine. You know, that was my Seventh-day Adventist. That's them, you know, running. They're going to try to see if I can get on a treadmill, that if my insurance will cover that one or not. I would rather do that than check into the hospital. I already had blood drawn to see if I'd had a heart attack. I didn't. That's the good news. So I'm slowly identifying what my problems are, not. It isn't like identifying what the problem is anymore. In fact, we have gotten so complicated in our concepts of medicine that we now have created illnesses that have no cures. I remember when the Native Americans had a cure for everything. It's a different way of being. It is a mindset and has to do with attitude. And that's the thing I'm going to try to push on everybody now, is that we have to become responsible for the thoughts we choose to entertain. And I am not going to participate with Hillary Clinton. I'm going to watch her go to prison. I'm going to watch Donald Trump get laughed off stage. And maybe we can find somebody to represent our best and moral codes of ethics, rules of conduct, and scholarship. That's what a president's supposed to be about.
Yeah, and when we look at our currency, we should feel good about our country. You know, Why are we bringing up all of these problems in our past? Why not talk about let's put the Tesla coil on a new currency, or the Edison light bulb, or the electric motor, or the telegraph. You know, things that actually helped us.
I think that potbelly stove and sitting around in the early morning talking politics while you're having your coffee waiting for the sun to come up, heat the ground, was a type of little Americana that I miss as a metaphor.
I participated in that over the weekend. I walked into a farm store and there were a whole bunch of guys sitting around, and they asked me my take on certain things, and including gas prices, and I gave them my take, and everybody was fixated on what I was saying, except one guy who was looking out the window, couldn't be interested at all about, as a farmer, I couldn't believe it, couldn't be interested in our take on what fuel prices are going to be. Rick, we've got Kyle in Montana. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
I just had
a couple of thoughts on goats if people are thinking about doing that. Just to maybe throw a little bit more information in there. You can buy sometimes, like the gentleman from down south was mentioning, you can buy mixed breed goats, females, you know, the cross between like a La Manche and a Nubian or a Saanen or all of those. We raised goats for like 20 years. So, and you can pick them up sometimes even free. People have so many of them, and there's not a demand. And it depends on your area, of course. But you're definitely going to want to put up some kind of I like that welded wire, 2-inch by 4-inch, 6-foot high. Mm-hmm. And you want to go with the 12 gauge, not the 14, because posts about every 6 feet. Because, like you said, they are escape artists, and they like to butt things. And I highly suggest, we learned a little trick about the milk, because a lot of people don't like the taste of goat milk. And this trick has just been amazing for us. We would take the milk, and of course, you're going to strain it. Then you put it in quart jars, and put the quart jars in the freezer for about 2 hours, an hour minimum, to chill it down, and then put it in the refrigerator. And then when you get ready to drink it, you pour it, and then you're going to start drinking it right with your meal. Don't pour the milk and let it sit out on the table, because the more it sits out there, the goatier it will taste. But if you take it right out of the fridge, it will it'll taste, I mean, you can taste a little bit of difference, but my kids were practically raised on it. So that kind of stuff works really well. And then if you can get two or three people and one person has a billy, you want to be able to share that billy around a good one rather than having one yourself. And if you happen to be the unlucky one with a billy goat, you put him a long ways away from the house, in a pen that where the smell is not going to drive you crazy, because they stink, especially when the females start coming into heat. The billy will spray himself constantly, and the smell will it's really not one of the musk scents you want on you.
Hey Kyle, would you consider doing a broadcast about raising goats in the future?
Oh sure, Vince. You know, okay. Anytime you need me, just let me know.
Okay. Well, we sent an envelope with Dr. Sheely's optimal suggestions a couple of days ago. You should have that, and also think about what we should talk about during that broadcast. And I'd love to do that about goats, because and the fence really really is important. And goats like things that are, they like to be up in the air in a high point. And so if you've got some cows mixed with your goats, the goats will climb on top of the cows and get a better view, you know, from standing on top of a cow lying down. And if you've got a car, and a goat will climb on your car, and use your windshield as a ski ramp, And I'm not kidding. They will use your windshield as a ski ramp and slide down and then scratch all the way down from where the windshield wipers are to the front of the hood. And so you will have scratch marks all over your vehicle if you happen to leave them where a goat can access your vehicle, because they like to get on top of whatever the highest thing is that they can climb, whether it be a dirt pile, a rock pile, pile of wood, pile of lumber, cow, whatever it is, they want to be up in the air as high as they can get.
And one of the best things we ever done is in our goat pen, we went and we live in the quote unquote Rocky Mountains. And so we took some big rocks. They were, you know, 3 or 4 feet high, and we took the little tractor and rolled them into the middle of the goat pen, where they could not use that as a launch pad to try to get over the fence.
Right.
But anyway, that was, and watch them climb and butt and play around up there was great. The other thing, well, I'll cover that in the next. I'd really like to hear Rick Deal on Area 51. So I'll hang up and I'll catch you later.
Thanks, Kyle.
You bet.
Rick, Area 51. So were you there?
Yeah. Yes, I was once.
Okay.
I went to.
Can we come back? Can you tell us what you learned at Area 51, and did you see a gray? And if so, what was that like? You've got all the time in the following segment, Area 51 and the grays. DocRam.com. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, for those of you who are waiting on hold to be on with Doc Ram, I don't know if we're going to have a chance to get you on. Doc Ram, Area 51, you were there?
Well, I think so. Let me tell you what I do know and what I don't know. I worked on the West Coast doing paranormal. That's what I did. We knew about aliens. The work I was doing, we were more concerned with what the Russians were doing back then. That's the way it was, truly. And we knew about aliens, you know, Area 51, Broom Lake, all of that. So I didn't know Lazar. I didn't know any of those kinds of people at all. I was doing what I did. And I get this order to go to Broom Lake for a special briefing. And so off I go, not knowing pretty much of anything. When I arrived, we went down level 8, and I remember that. I remember this big table full of documents. There was a whole bunch of documents, and I had 1 hour to brief myself. And I just started reading documents when the door opened. What happened next is a crazy memory. It's like missing time. I think, as I've been told and remember, I was in one end of the room, and there was this, it felt like a feminine 7.5-foot entity that I'd never seen anything like it before. Kind of like an entity in Star Wars that makes the clones at the edge of the galaxy or something. And they were kind of like that. They were 7.5 feet tall. And that's what actually led me to eventually write my paper on synthetic telepathy. I couldn't understand how I could hear these voices in my head. I was amazed. And then what happened next was I have It's it's like I hit a brick wall. I can't get through that brick wall. I've only had incidences like this maybe two other times in my life. I can remember them clearly because I have better access to my mind than most. There's a drug called Vernal or something that will clip. They has to do with memory and trauma, like post-traumatic stress, where they can take certain stressful things and kind of snip it, or I can't get to the how that works, but it's like there's a snipping, and the memory's there, I think so, but I can't get at it or something. It's like they've done something to the sheath or CNV, the contingent negative variation, where you can't actually get access to a part of the brain. And I don't know how that works, but maybe archetypal. That means, are alien abductions real? Now, there's been, when Mac was studying alien abductions, his conclusions were that he was not ever going to prove the existence of God, that basically what he could do was treat the trauma that was like a group trauma, a group of different things. Now we have similar things called targeted individuals. Did this event occur? I don't know. It's like a dream. It's got elements where I can actually remember something, and then I can't. And it's interesting. I don't know what it means. It has something to do with time. And I don't understand how that works either, other than I am now discovering that specific timelines are talking to me in my present, in that it is the way they get my attention to notice one thing over five others. And the one that I'm left with, I remember the debriefing. They were trying to find out we just stood there for 45 minutes or something. Something happened. I don't know if they were prepping me for what I am now. I don't know how any of this works. I'm only in discovery as a physicist trying to understand.
They got bugs, worms, they raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.